Second paragraph of ours, Mikvoyes, seventh Mishnah, Maniach, and Kamer, Rosh, Gagel, and Nagvam. A person put jugs on his roof to dry them out. When it's Malu Mayim, and they got filled up with water. So the question is this considered water that was Sha'ov, drawn water, or at least it has Tfises, yet Odom has human beings' intervention, which will render possible for a mikvah? So Rabbi Lezer, Amayim, I just get Shamimu. If it was in the rainy season, it was cloudy when he put it out. If there was some water already in the mikveh, even if a little bit of water, then he could break this kankanim and they will fall into the boat. So different explanations, with the explanation of the Rav is that this is considered a type of hamshoch, which means that water, that even if it was drawn to a certain extent, if it didn't go directly into the mikveh, it went on the ground before it went to the mikveh, so it's considered in a certain, like have a certain dinim to lose its psul. So over here he says that we rely on the fact that water did not go directly into the mikveh and it went on the ground a little before it went to the mikveh, only on the condition that there was water in the mikveh beforehand. Yeah. But if not, there's no water in the geshamim. There's no water in the mikveh. Then he should not break it, because he holds that if the first water that went to the mikveh was this type of water, the first reveal that goes into the mikveh is more sensitive. That has to be made from glad kosher water, not this type of water. Rabbi Yeshua, benkach or benkach yishava, he says either way you can break it, because he holds that as long as you do this hamshocha, it helps. Yeah. Once again, this is compatible with opinions that say that if you draw water and then you mamshech it, you let it run on the water and go into the mikveh, it's kosher. If you hold that's possible, you're going to have different shah in this Mishnah. And here is not a classic shiva, because here he really never drew the water. Just set up a situation which eventually could cause the water to be gathered, which is a lower level of psul. It's not a regular shiva. So Akopan Rabbi Yeshua says, and either way, you could break it, or yikveh, you could just tilt it in a fashion that the water will fall out of it. Yeah. So once again, according to the Rav's explanation that we're talking about hamshocha, it means that you don't tilt it directly into the mikveh. You tilt it so the water comes out and it goes across the ground, and from there it goes into the mikveh. That's called hamshocha. According to the other pshat, once again, since this is not considered a real she'iva, it's not considered it was actually drawn. It was just collected with human intervention over here. As long as he doesn't pick it up and pour it into the mikveh, it's good enough. Have a low yerei, shouldn't pick it up and pour it into the mikveh. That everybody agrees is a problem, because the second it picks it up, now that has the status of a she'uvim that goes straight into the mikveh.